Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs killed at least 42, including a senior intelligence officer. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. An Al-Qaeda affiliate claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. City had been under full government control for nearly 3 years. Meantime, a top Syrian envoy at the UN-sponsored peace talks in Geneva has called on all parties to condemn what happened in Homs. Bashar Jafri, head of the Syrian government delegation, said he asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. He said we also requested de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the terrorist suicide attack that took place in Homs and carried out by the Nusra Front. Syria's main opposition camp said on Saturday it condemned the act of terrorism. Nasser al-Hariri, the chief negotiator for the Opposition High Negotiations Committee, said that they condemned the terrorist operation committed by terrorist groups. Iraqi military officials saying U.S.-backed forces are facing a stiffer resistance as soldiers push deeper into the western half of Mosul, the last refuge of the Islamic State in Iraq. The advances come one day after counterterrorism troops regain control of Mosul's airport. This is VOA News. Malaysian officials declaring the country's international airport a safe zone. They did that today after a sweep of the airport terminal where North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother was killed. Commissioner Abdul Samad bin Mat, a police official.
So this operation is conducted to ensure that KLIA2 is free from contamination of any hazardous material. The screening process, I repeat, the screening process was carried out at areas and location related to this case.
The sweep was to check for possible traces of the nerve agent that was suspected to have been used in the attack. Kim Jong-un murdered on February 13th at the Kuala Lumpur airport by VX nerve agent classified by the UN as a weapon of mass destruction. Two women, one Indonesian, one Vietnamese, have also been detained. Police are looking for several other people linked to the murder. Pakistan has disclosed that it is engaged in negotiations with Afghanistan on developing a joint mechanism to address mutual cross-border terrorism concerns. Both sides say they could formalize a deal later this week. Here in the U.S., the Democratic Party has selected former Labor Secretary Tom Perez as its new chairman. Perez won over Keith Ellison, a Minnesota congressman, in the second round of voting by the Democratic National Committee members at their meeting in Atlanta. Outgoing DNC Chair Donna Brazile made the announcement.
The results are 235 for Mr. Perez and 200 for Mr. Ellison.
He immediately asked that Ellison be appointed his deputy, and delegates approved that by a voice vote. Perez said Democrats must work to communicate their message of inclusion to voters and to move forward from last year's election losses. U.S. President Donald Trump stayed with a familiar theme during his weekly address on Saturday, pledging to return jobs to the U.S. The president pledged to continue the works of African-American heroes like Muhammad Ali and Martin Luther King, Jr., and pledged to bring jobs back to the African-American community.
They shook up the world for the better because they inspired our nation to march towards justice and freedom for all. Today and every day, I pledge to continue that march so that every American, no matter his background, no matter her background, has the chance to climb that great ladder of success.
That's the latest world news from VOA.